Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
There is a new company that has just raised $10 million. It's called Tomato.ai, and they've essentially launched an accent softening model to help the call center industry. I think this is such a fascinating concept. And of course, we've all experienced this. You get a phone call. Maybe you, someone listening to this, lives in India, and you get a phone call from someone in China or a phone call from someone in any other country, right? Or maybe you're an American, you get a call from someone in India. Who knows, right? So when someone calls you from another country, they have an accent. And of course, in America, this is a big deal because a lot of other countries, it's cheaper to spin up call centers in another country where English maybe isn't their native language. They have an accent regardless, right? And when you get a call from someone with an accent, you automatically sort of feel like, what are they trying to sell me? Or is it they're not like someone from where I live. Now, I think that this goes beyond just like someone in another country calling you. I think this actually could be someone within your same country, but like an accent. So like, I think if I lived in Georgia and I had a Georgian accent, I would want someone from Georgia calling me, telling me about whatever thing. It would just seem more trustworthy. And if I'm on, you know, the West Coast, I probably want someone with a West Coast accent. And it's like, oh yeah, this is like, they have my same like culture and opinions and thinking and whatever. Like, it just feels more trustworthy, right? So anyways, there's a new company, Tomato AI, and it is essentially for call centers to use to remove the accent of the people talking, so it sounds like more of a native speaker to whatever language, or I guess even like area within a language, right? So like, if I call someone in the UK and they're like, oh, stupid Americans, blah blah blah, I don't want to hear about it. I mean, I don't know if people in the UK do that. Also, I'm Canadian, so stupid Canadians, that's really where my accent's from. But I could use Tomato AI to have a British accent and they wouldn't even know. That they think I'm their buddy down in the pub, and they would just have a good old chat with me and buy whatever I'm trying to sell them, right? Jamie, would you use this?
Love it. Well, you know, I do think this will be implemented in a big way, because it is important, especially when you're talking customer service. My prediction is that these call centers are really going to shrink a lot and basically get rid of the first line of defense, you know, which is like your low level helpers, who help you with like simple tasks. And then they're just going to have like your manager who is, you know, highly technical. So you won't have to say, you know, let me talk to the manager. It'll just go automatically to the manager if you have a more technical problem. And then they can use Tomato AI, and it'll feel like you're, you know, dealing with someone who, you know, speaks your native language and stuff like that. But I think, yeah, I think regular AI, like ChatGPT type stuff, will replace the main line of defense, the lower level employees, and then the upper level employees will be able to change your accent. I think it's huge, and I think it's really an important technology, really.
Okay, so this is really interesting. I'm reading this article on VentureBeat about it, and this is what they say, quote, they said, the accent softening technology addresses a critical pain point for many offshore call centers in countries like India, Philippines, and Pakistan. These call centers often struggle to achieve the same performance metrics as their onshore counterparts, leading to lower customer satisfaction scores and difficulty scoring new business. So it's actually interesting. I hadn't really thought about that. Obviously they're measuring all these metrics, and they see that if you have the same accent as a person, they're going to rate you higher. They're going to say there's a higher quality score, a higher customer satisfaction score. I mean, even for like IT, if you have like a problem and it's someone that sounds like you, there's a couple interesting things that they said that you could also do with this. You could choose to have like a native, let's say American accent, or you could just choose to have your same accent, but just like dampen your accent a little bit. So it still sounds like you, but a little bit less. And then the third thing I want to talk about, which they didn't really say here, but I think this is where it's going and this is what everyone's thinking, is eventually you're going to have an API to something like 11 Labs, where you can just choose from a marketplace of like voices. And essentially you could have voice clone, deep fake, whatever you want to call it, of any voice that you want. And, you know, there's pros and cons. There's people concerned about the ability for me to like, you know, call up Jamie and I have like a clone of his mom. And I'm like, hey, Jamie, this is your mom at the gas station. You need to send me a Venmo because I left my debit card, but there's this guy, he's going to pay for it. Just like send it to his Venmo and he'll buy my gas for me. And it's like, sounds like Jamie's mom, right? So then it's like, you know, scammers could do that. I got you, Jamie. So I think that this is a problem, especially for people like Jamie and I, who our job is to talk on the internet all day long, where now everyone could just clone my voice and scam all my family members. Don't worry, I've already warned them all, so won't work. But yeah, I mean, I think this is probably a problem, and everyone knows that this is kind of where that goes. But in any case, I think this is a really interesting product. It's really useful. Some people will probably complain because then they're like, I can't tell when someone's from another country and I should just immediately hang up the phone or not, because it's like, and it's difficult too, because like sometimes you just get like cold called, come buy my random crap, and like you don't want that. But like at the same time, if I'm calling like the, you know, if I'm calling like the Toshiba customer IT department because my laptop is like has some sort of issue, and the person has a really strong accent, it makes it hard to understand, and they could like curb that so it sounds more American, like that's a better customer experience. So like just kind of pros and cons to it, I feel like.
But I think you bring up a great point when you talk about sales. I think this is going to open up the ability for people to use overseas people to do their sales and cold calling for them, where in the past, you know, you would kind of shy away from that typically because, you know, if you're trying to sell something and you can't understand the person, they're going to either hang up or, you know, it's not going to be successful. But if you have a voice that, you know, relates and sounds to the person you're calling, you may have a lot higher chance of actually, you know, getting through. So I think this type of Tomato AI is probably going to open up a lot of opportunity for call centers, but for sales instead of just customer service. So
100%. And then the one other thing I want to say is, I think the global call center market right now, they're forecasting that it's going to reach about $496 billion by 2023. And a lot of this is actually driven by all of these new AI technologies and the adoption. They're kind of forecasting that in there. And I think you completely nailed that, Jamie. It's like, it might not have been financially viable for me to like spin up a call center to go and sell my stuff in another country because the success rate or the close rate or the sales rate wasn't like high enough from a foreign country. And then if I did it in America, I had to pay too much for the salespeople. So maybe there's like businesses that literally just, this wasn't a profitable model. But all of a sudden, when you can give someone with like, you know, in a country where the salaries are much lower, the same accent as an American, I bet there's a ton of businesses that all of a sudden become like very viable. And maybe there's an equilibrium, and maybe they're like, it like those people start charging more money. I don't really know where it all goes, but definitely right now there's a huge opportunity. And if this is something that could be beneficial for your business, I would say check it out now. If you're the first person adopting this and jumping on it, you'll probably see some pretty awesome benefits from it.
Absolutely. Well, if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to leave us a review. We love hearing from you guys as well. Feel free to ask us any questions and we'll do our best to answer them on the show. We hope you have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening.